Let's take a look at sports from around the area last night. First, in high school wrestling, in a three-team meet at Griswold last night, it was Atlantic winning both ends of the triangular for themselves as Atlantic picked up a 57-24 win over Audubon. Atlantic also downed Griswold 73-3 last night. For Atlantic, among those who won both of their matches last night, Joe Weaver at 106, at 113, Abron Moore, Steele McLaren at 120, Colin Mullinex at 126, Chase McLaren at 132 pounds, Colton Mudd at 145, Connor Pellett at 152, Kenny Jimerson at 170, Cale Roller at 195, and John McConkey at 285 were double winners last night for Atlantic. Also, Griswold downed Audubon 36-25 in the other part of that double duel last evening. Also in high school wrestling last night at Exira EHK High School, it was Logan Magnolia defeating AHSTW 42-35. Logan Magnolia beat Exira EHK 75-3 and Loma over Woodbine 71-12. Also, it was AHSTW over Exira EHK 54-10. AHSTW defeating Woodbine 48-36 and Woodbine down Exira EHK 42-31. At Southwest Valley High School last night, Shenandoah defeated Clark 51-30. Shenandoah over Southwest Valley 54-30. Southwest Valley beat East Mills 66-12. It was Southwest Valley over Clark 40-36. Clark beat Mount Air 52-24 and Mount Air over Southwest Valley 42-41. At Fremont Mills High School last night, Glenwood beat Riverside 58-21. It was Glenwood over Southwest Iowa 84-0 and Glenwood beating Underwood 54-27. Riverside defeated Southwest Iowa 66-12. Underwood picked up a couple of wins, beating Riverside 44-30 and beating Southwest Iowa 59-12. Also last night at Denison, it was Missouri Valley topping Denison 81-0. Missouri Valley beat Tri-Center 69-11. Denison over West Harrison, 66-12. Denison also beat Tri-Center, 54-29. And Tri-Center over West Harrison, 36-12. Kemper Catholic was one up and two down at Roland Story High School last night. Kemper Catholic beating Roland Story, 48-24. And Gilbert topping Kemper Catholic, 54-30. Perry over Kemper Catholic, 39-36. At East Union High School, it was ACGC over East Union, 44-24. ACGC beat Nottoway Valley, 50-18. West Central Valley over Nottoway Valley, 72-3. East Union beat Nottoway Valley, 42-18. And West Central Valley over East Union, 66-18. Also at Wayne last night, Bedford Lennox beat Central Decatur 48-30. Wayne over Bedford Lennox 43-24, and Wayne beat Central Decatur 51-24 in high school wrestling last night. Well, the second girls' high school basketball rankings out from the Girls' Athletic Union show Springville number one again this week in Class 1A with Kingsley Pearson and Central Decatur the top three. Exira EHK checks in at number seven on the list with Boyer Valley at number 15. In Class 2A, North Lynn remains number one, Trainer up a notch. They're at number two this week. Western Christian rated third. Logan Magnolia bumps up a spot to number four. Panorama is at number eight this week with IKM Manning at number 12 in the list. Harlan is 15th in the Class 2A listings this week. That's in the Class 4A listings, rather. And also in 5A, Cedar Falls is ranked number one in this week's rankings. At girls' high school basketball on the court last night, it was Hawkeye 10 Conference play. Saw Denison defeating Storm Lake 77-37. Also in the Western Iowa Conference, Tri-Center over West Harrison 44-32. Rolling Valley Conference, Sadell beat Coon Rapids Bayard 34-31. In the Corner Conference, Stanton over Riverside in double overtime, 56-55, while Johnson Brock defeated Sydney 63-54. Pride of Iowa play saw Murray over Bedford 53-22. In boys' high school hoops last night, Storm Lake defeated Denison 46-43. From the Western Iowa Conference, Tri-Center a winner 74-38 over West Harrison. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Sadell 40-30. Woodbine over Whiting 64-21. From the Corner Conference, Stanton over Riverside 80-47, while Johnson Brock defeated Sydney 79-36 last night. Well, third-ranked Michigan State still hasn't lost since dropping an 88-81 decision to top-ranked Duke 2.5 weeks ago. The Spartans are 6-1 and winners of five straight after Joshua Langford scored 12 of his 17 points in the first half of an easier-than-expected 81-63 win against number five Notre Dame. Also in top 25 college hoops, ninth-ranked Texas A&M used a 16-0 start to defeat Texas Rio Grande Valley 78-60. Number 19, West Virginia, a 102-69 winner over the New Jersey Institute of Technology. And also it was Seton Hall, 89-79 over number 22, Texas Tech, last night. Becca Hittner converted a three-point play with 2 seconds left as Drake held off Iowa State 83-80 in a women's contest in Des Moines. Drake led for much of the game but rallied late after the Cyclones led 80-76. Drake coach Jenny Baranchik was happy with her team's performance last night in the victory. Emily Durr led Iowa State with 21 points as the Cyclones fall to 3-3 on the season. In college football news, Penn State running back Saquon Barkley has been named Offensive Player of the Year in the Big Ten, and Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell is the Defensive Player of the Year. The two were honored Thursday as the Big Ten announced its football specialty awards. Barkley ranks first in the conference and second nationally with an average of 179.5 all-purpose yards per game. Jewell was the only player in the Big Ten to average better than 10 tackles a game. Wisconsin running back Jonathan Taylor, who averaged a Big Ten leading 150 yards per game, is freshman of the year. Wisconsin's Paul Christ, whose Badgers are undefeated and number 4 in the college football playoff rankings, is the coach of the year. Well, the Big 12 Conference also announced a bunch of its individual and team awards. The Coach of the Year award goes to Matt Campbell of Iowa State in just his second season. He's got the Cyclones in position to get to a bowl game this year at 7-5. Also among the Iowa State players picked on the first-team offense, running back David Montgomery, a sophomore, is a first-team selection, along with senior wide receiver Alan Lazard. Kamari Cotton-Moya, a defensive back, was named to the first-team defense this season. Also, second-team selections from Iowa State on offense include Chase Allen at tight end and Jake Campos at offensive line. Second-team defensive picks from Iowa State include J.D. Wagner on the defensive line, along with Joel Lanning at linebacker and Brian Peavy at defensive back. In other college football news, Florida State is bracing for the departure of its football coach. A person familiar with the situation told the Associated Press that school officials think Jimbo Fisher will leave the Seminoles for Texas A&M and that FSU has started the process of vetting potential candidates. Fisher reiterated Thursday that he expects to be on the sidelines Saturday for the regular season finale against Louisiana Monroe. The Seminoles were ranked 3rd in the preseason AP poll but lost quarterback DeAndre Francois in the opener against Alabama. They were 3-6 at one point before winning their last two. Florida State also needs a win on Saturday and in a bowl game to avoid its first losing season since 1976. On another coaching front, Washington State's Mike Leach met with Tennessee Athletic Director John Curry Thursday to discuss the Volunteers coaching vacancy. That's according to a person with direct knowledge of the meeting. Leach has been at Washington State for 6 years and is 38-37. But he's 26-12 the last 3 seasons. Before getting to Pullman, he was 84-43 in 10 seasons at Texas Tech. A person familiar with the situation says North Carolina State head football coach Dave Doran has accepted a 5-year deal after talking with Tennessee officials about that school's opening. Financial terms of the deal weren't immediately available, and it's unclear if Doran was formally offered the Tennessee job to replace fired coach Butch Jones. Clemson starting linebacker Trey Lamar will miss the top-ranked Tigers Atlantic Coast Conference championship game with number 7 Miami because of continuing shoulder problems. That'll be the third straight game he's missed since getting hurt in Clemson's 31-14 win over Florida State on November 11th. Joe Moorhead has been introduced as the new head football coach at Mississippi State, saying the foundation is laid for football success at the school. Moorhead spent the past 2 seasons as the offensive coordinator at Penn State. New Florida coach Dan Mullen has hired Todd Grantham as the team's defensive coordinator, bringing a third assistant with him from Mississippi State. Grantham is a Broyles Award nominee as the nation's top college assistant. Oklahoma State quarterback Mason Rudolph is the winner of the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award, which goes to college football's top senior or fourth-year senior quarterback. Rudolph has thrown for 35 touchdowns and leads the nation with 4,553 passing yards for the 18th-ranked Cowboys. And speaking of Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys were winners last night as they beat the Washington Redskins 38-14 in the Thursday night NFL contest. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.